It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
We like to give you guys a trending report every day, keep you in the know, especially all the local stuff.
So many things.
You're like, our local girl.
Did you hear 16th Street Mall might be changing their name?
Really?
Yeah. Well, the whole downtown area, 16th Street Mall in particular, they've got that roughly $150 million makeover that they're undergoing right now. And
Most of it is just power washing, I think.
Well, you know, I didn't realize 16th Street Mall has been around since 1982.
It's been around a minute. We used to go down there as kids down to 16th, and it was like, was Larimer Square down
yeah.
there?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
We'd always go see Santa Claus. That's where my parents would take us to see Santa. They had the best Santa in town.
Was he outside? Like on?
It was inside in some sort of little mall area they had down there. And we saw the same Santa for every single year.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of people who have memories of that whole area, so that's why they're trying to revamp it and give it a new identity. We have been hearing a lot about the construction that's going on in that area.
So much.
And they're hopefully wrapping that up very soon, and then a name change could be coming with it. The downtown people hired this company to come in and give it a whole new look, and they're talking about places like in Memphis. They've got Beale Street as well as up in New York, Times Square, and they don't have the name mall attached to it. They're like, mall's a very outdated term.
Yeah.
Well, you think like 80s, you know, with the neon signs and
well,
the food
court.
Well,
Jer, I was going to say, you haven't even... It probably hasn't changed that much since you were a child going down to see Santa, right? I mean, I don't remember it being revamped.
It was revamped with the pavilions, when the pavilions came in,
right.
which was 20 years ago now?
I was going to say that's decades ago now.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the thing. They had a Coyote Ugly down there.
Yeah, I remember the Coyote Ugly. They danced on the bar.
The movie theater, which I think is still there.
Yeah, the Maggiano's.
Maggiano's is still there. But they had a lot of fun little areas that aren't there anymore, like clubs and bars and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never made it. Did I make it into the Coyote Ugly?
Oh, I've been to
that
Coyote
Ugly. Because at the time, that was like awesome, you know? Because that movie was popping.
Exactly.
Did that get shut down too?
It did.
That sucks. I hate when I see those stores that you, or any places, restaurants, stores, clubs, whatever, get shut down.
Yeah. No. And well, then this whole thing is they're just going to be dropping the mall part of it. So we don't know if they're just going to name it 16th Street or what it is, the Mile High Market. We heard some, you know, throwing around a few names.
Yeah.
But don't be surprised if you see a new name for 16th Street.
It's all right. It's probably time.
And remember, you heard it here first.
Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome. It's an honor to put that out there.
That's great.
There's also a bakery in Parker that's being recognized by the New York Times. It's a big deal. Paulette Bake Shop. It's on Hess Road down there in Parker. And they have some pretty tasty looking pastries. Paulette, Poulette. And Alan and Carolyn are the team that are behind
Hi, Alan.
It. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Carolyn.
This is Alan. Anyway.
He's like, how you doing? I make the donuts stay in the back.
They have trained in places like France, Switzerland, and Spain.
Oh, so these are fancy donuts.
They have brought this Michelin
gosh.
Quality pastries to our area, and I cannot wait to check this place out.
I'm
they
tell
say
you right
that
now,
yeah,
really
they're morphing like French cuisine with American cuisine. I know.
Look at these
look at those
pictures.
Pictures. They have a creme brulee.
They
I
almost
try.
Look too good. To eat, honestly.
Yeah, too
they're
pretty.
Beautiful
it
looking.
Is.
Have you seen their macaroons, Jer?
Yeah.
You're a macaroon.
They say the macaroons are one of the best. You like the when you go in, you have to try the macaroons. It's what they're known for, but also a killer biscuit sandwich.
You're
Isn't
a biscuit
just,
sandwich.
Look at
oh
that
my
macaroon.
Gosh, look at those macaroons.
Katie's mouth is literally salivating.
I am like, my mouth is watering.
Look at
We've
all the free advertising these folks
lot.
Are getting.
Well, and know, they were right. saying, you know, they do so. They have a small business, and there's a lot
I
of work
know,
that goes
good.
Into having.
Why are
a small
we talking
business?
About them again?
Because the New York Times recognized them, and that's what they said. When you work so hard, and a prestigious establishment like the New York Times recognizes you, it really
kind
starts to
deal.
Set in. So I thought we would
was
do our
the,
part two.
Was the title of the story called Master Bakers?
No, no. It wasn't.
Jeremy.
No. Fun with pastry is what we're calling it.
I think the New York Times missed out on a major opportunity to just say Master Bakers.
I think you just
in
wanted
Colorado.
To say Master Bakers.
They are Master Bakers,
they
Katie.
Are.
They are.
Have you seen the quality of their products?
I'm looking at it.
I've never
good.
Seen baking like this. I would say they are masters.
Yeah, well, people from all over come to check out their pastries, so I'd say they're a master at it.
All right.
All right.
I want to go to there. Let's make a set of dates. the three of us can go there
and then never
cancel
do
the
it,
day before.
Because that's what you do.
Hey,
like,
guys.
He's always canceling. Like, we're supposed to go to buffets, Chinese food, fried chicken's been on the list, and you just cancel plans all the time.
Hey, I get busy.
So flaky.
I changed my mind.
Just like a pastry. You're flaky. All right. Casa Bonita, did you hear reservations
what?
Have been open for April?
Finally.
Yeah.
You still got to reserve a time?
You do.
Dang.
That's why I haven't went yet.
They are popular.
It's including Easter Sunday. And so, yeah, Cliff Divers for Jesus.
This is what Jesus would have wanted for us to go visit Casa Bonita.
Exactly. Can we hide eggs with the Cliff Divers?
Sure you can.
Right? Hide it behind a sopapilla.
You can raise that flag just like Jesus was risen.
3 days later.
You raise it, you get more sopapillas.
Right now, I feel like he thinks he's going to get
Josh.
In trouble if he says something.
The flag has risen. It has risen indeed. Bring me more sopapillas.
Make your reservations for Casa Bonita now, because for April those are
going
to fill up quick.
Who's
and they opened yesterday,
Easter?
So you know,
not
it might
me.
Be the only time
I'll be
you
in
can
church.
Go. That's where Jesus really
you
is.
You are
apologizing
right?
for your jokes that you made, Jeremy.
Whatever.
He's going to apologize.
Jesus
for
has
you.
A sense of humor, too.
I think he does.
Yeah, have you ever seen a baboon? He absolutely
he
does.
Absolutely.
You seen a hippopotamus?
A kangaroo. Look, it has pockets.
You see my mother in law?
Oh!
Man. And just one more serious thing, because this is probably going to affect a lot
serious?
Of us. Well, King Soopers going on strike. Their workers say that this Thursday morning is when that's probably going to happen. And our counties that it's being affected, like I think Boulder also is in on this, but Adams County, Arapahoe County, Denver County, it's going to affect like 10,000 different workers. So
that's insane.
They're drawing up their plans for when they're going to strike and everything. So it looks like it's pretty imminent. And we were asked on the text line what it was about. Imminent.
M&M's.
Synonym.
Okay. Well, whatever. Looks like it's going to happen. But yeah, they're drawing up all the plans for it and everything. And we're just kind of looking to see if it's actually going to take place. Thursday morning is when they're
saying.
Dang.
So it always gums things up, doesn't
imminent.
It?
That's imminent. That's the right word.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Yes, you said
imminent. I thought you said inanimate.
Inanimate. You know it's going to happen.
You had some other stuff. Didn't you have that story about the police officer and the
cameras? Oh,
yeah.
They're actually, let me get to it, because that is a really neat story. The Denver Police Department has somebody on their squad there who has been a police officer for 47 years. This Saturday, actually, they celebrated 47 years on the force. And in September, they're going to hang it up. They're going to call it quits. But that's a long time for somebody to be on the force. And she's a CMDR. Is that
Which
Commodore?
Is?
What is that?
Commander?
Commander.
A Commodore.
Commodore Police Chief.
Her and Lionel
like the
Richie,
old band?
Her and Lionel Richie are, you know, joining forces. Commander. Commander. That makes
Commodore.
So much more sense. Commander Monica
Commodore,
David
come here,
Vickery.
Commodore. Commodore.
But here's a she once planned to become a nun. So the fact that she has been on the Denver Police Force for this long, and she's just a few years ahead of her son, Denver Police. There it is, Commander Mike O'Donnell. There you go. That's what happened.
I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about
that's
anymore.
What happened. Hey, congratulations, Monica, for being on the force for 47 years. That's a long time. As long as the Commodore's around. I don't
know. I know this isn't the Commodore's, but it's Lionel Richie, right?
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, officer.
I'm crying.
She's been working all night long. That's right, girl.
It was abbreviated. I want you to know. Like, that's why I didn't know.
You brought up Lionel Richie.
I did. Okay.
I mean, I'm not mad at this, honestly.
I've never heard
Everybody
this song.
Everybody dance.
Oh, should we let it get to the hook?
Yay! You've this, never heard
this
that?
This had to have come out 20 years before I was born.
Fiesta.
Rob is going to kill
Fiesta.
Us.
Forever. There
oh,
you
do.
Are.
No, that's because Enrique Iglesias took from this song.
Boy, it takes a while to get to the hook,
it
doesn't
does.
It?
It does. Yeah, it kind of takes a
Let's
second.
Just keep talking and then
well,
we...
You know
yeah.
this, though, because it's right here.
Hold on.
Nope.
All night long. All night.
All night.
All night long.
All night.
You guys, I wish the cameras were working right now because this is incredible.
All right,
me watching you guys dance to this.
Congratulations to Monica.
To the Commodore.
To the Commodore Monica.
Commodore Monica.
Tell me about the cameras on the highways.
Oh, gosh.
You had so much other stuff I wanted you to get to.
We
got a couple more minutes. I don't care
about.
Listen, I want to do all the local stuff. I want to get it out of the way because nobody cares about the Grammys and all this other crap I have.
I thought you didn't care about this, but
no,
state transportation officials, they plan to deploy the photo radar cameras on highways this spring. So they're automatically going to start enforcing speeds as part of a stepped-up campaign for drivers, but they're going to be all over the highways. So they're talking about Colorado Springs, Denver, Fort Collins,
I am screwed.
Boulder. If
this
you
is
are
actually
traveling-
good information. Because you got to watch your butts.
That's yeah. where I like to speed. Is the I don't speed on the side streets, but yeah. the highways I like to zoom. Yeah. And that is not good.
I mean, what sucks for me is like when I come in the morning at 4 o'clock, like 470. Like I want to give it hell. I'm the only one on the road, and I'll set the old speedo. I set my cruise control at 70, and it's 65. But I could go 80 all the way in.
Oh, I'd
Same.
Be going. I'd be cooking 90.
They need to change like speed limits according to the time of day.
Exactly.
In my opinion,
there should be no speed limits that early in the morning.
From like let's say 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., you should be able to do 100, a buck 20.
Yeah.
470.
Yeah, exactly.
100, maybe 130.
So just let's just make it. What's
along.
That one? What's that one roadway in Germany? The
Autobahn.
Autobahn. Just make it the Autobahn.
Yes.
Yeah.
It used to be Montana for a minute, too.
Yes.
You could
I'm
go as fast
you.
As you wanted in Montana for a minute.
Why can that not be a thing when I truly am the only one on the road?
Yeah.
I mean,
the cops
I maybe,
even aren't there.
There's no cops.
Yeah.
But I still set it at, 70. I'm like 5 over. I can probably get away with.
Do you do 5? I do 8.
I do 5.
I do usually 20, 25 over.
Okay.
No, see, I set it at 70 all the way in. You know what's funny is I use my cruise control every single day. And I was talking to somebody the other day who was like, I have never used my cruise control. I'm like, every single day.
Every day, yeah.
Every single day coming in. I just zone out on my drive in.
Well, now that I have to go the speed limit, I have this cruise control on.
Ugh.
Yeah. It makes it kind of boring. But yeah, it's going to be on all the highways. So just be careful because those photo radar tickets, they count.
I'm just going to wear a mask of Jeremy's face as I'm driving anywhere.
Yes.
And be like, well, that was the day Jer had my truck, so sorry.
Yeah, we should
sorry.
All get those.
Tore it up.
Yeah. We should just wear Katie faces.
No!
She's
I like
I've
the
had
Jeremy
seven
faces.
Tickets.
All my points are gone. I don't know what happened.
That's funny.
That's good.
Well, that's what's trending locally.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
I like that. I like that better than all the other crap that's going
Yeah.
Around.
Thank yeah, you. We had
and,
some good stuff today.
We got to get a hold of those master bakers too, and get them to bring us some pastries. Down
We're getting some texts about
Keep
them right now.
That
so
out there.
Yeah, we
you
could,
should reach out to them today and see if they can drop something.
We could make this happen. Right. Yeah,
let's
actually.
Make it happen. All right, that's it, guys. That's what's trending this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.